This FabFM Voice of the Douglas Shire podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Now, if you're involved in a not-for-profit, as you'll know, a lot of volunteers involved in these things, a lot of hard work and often fundraising, which can be a real challenge. But there may be a little bit of an answer for not-for-profits in getting funds into whatever they do, basically. And there's lots of good ones out there, lots of good people, lots of good organisations that do wonderful things in the Douglas Shire. How can we help? Well, CCFNQ could be the answer. Connected Communities Far North Queensland. I have two guests in the studio, both involved in that in different ways. Firstly, Angela Whittaker from Bendigo Bank. Hello, Angela. How are you?
Hi, I'm very well. How are you today?
Very good. Good to have you back in the studio.
Oh, thank you. It's nice to be back.
Probably singing nearly last time you were here, weren't you?
I cannot confirm or deny that.
Indeed. You're a lady of many talents. And a man that's involved in everything in the Douglas Shire, that's Michael Kerr. How are you doing?
Good, how are you, buddy?
Very well. You're a board director of the very organisations we mentioned, Connected Communities Far North Queensland, and that help raise money, funds for not-for-profits in the region. Let's start with you, Angela. You are from Bendigo Bank, and of course you'd love to do the whole community thing as a bank all over the country.
Absolutely.
And I know you in particular are very passionate about this particular project, CCFNQ. Tell us a little bit about the Bendigo connection and why you're so interested.
Well, I'm all about the community, me. Bendigo Bank, basically, if your community group, for example, maybe banks with us, and people bring their banking over to us, we will pay a commission to Connected Communities Far North Queensland. And then your local community group are in a position to apply for a grant for anything from $2,500 up to $5,000. If you need something like the Kindy, I think I've had an oven out of it for baking and stuff. There's been lots of different grants. But basically, we out of all the banking that you do with us, we give it back. That's pretty much how it goes.
Well, that sounds a pretty good deal, I do have to say. Michael, as I say, you're on the board and obviously doing great things. I think there's $1 million across the region, which includes Mossman and Port. That's out for 200-plus not-for-profit organisations, all sorts of different things, health, education, sporting community groups. It's a very good cause. How does it work?
All right, well, taking it back a little bit, first of all, people may know the previous names. There's been a couple of different names that we've had. We started off as Building Active Connected Communities many years ago, and it was more a Cairns-based group. And because Douglas needed to be more involved, they rebranded, changed the names to BAC, which a lot of the community groups may remember, BAC, Building Active Connected Communities. Now, they've had a reformation throughout Australia with Bendigo Bank and their charity arms, which Connected Communities are. And so we have fallen in line with the other Connected Communities throughout Australia, so hence the new branding of the name, Connected Communities FNQ. So what happens when you're a Bendigo Bank customer, you can go into the bank and you can say, I would like to contribute to Connected Communities. And what Bendigo Bank does is they have a little portion for every deposit that they put into an account for us that comes to our organisation. We do these grant applications and we go through, choose the ones that we believe are going to be a best influence to the community, and we give them their funding. And this funding round, we've got just over $50,000 to give out. And so we're inviting any of the community groups that are not-for-profit within the Douglas region, put an application in and we'll see if we can help you out and get some money to you. We've done some amazing things. We just finished doing the new kitchen at the CWA Hall in Mossman. You know, there was a $20,000 grant they got for that one. It was one of our special grants that we did. The Port Douglas Community Neighbourhood Centre, they've just built a new room. They got a grant office for $2,500 in one of the last rounds. I know that the Clink has got funding before to help with Oliver. Paws and Claws have had funding. The numerous other groups, Kind, has had funding from us. And so we really want to encourage our local groups in this region to put an application in and make sure that Douglas gets their fair share of the money, because this also goes to organisations in Cairns as well. So,
good stuff. Now, there's a couple of categories. There's $2,500 and $5,000, basically two different types of grant. How do they vary? What do people need to do? Because I know there's a bit of a deadline, isn't there, for this?
There is. 30th of October is the deadline. So there's still plenty of time yet for people to get their applications in. We do have two different levels. There's a $2,500 grant funding, so anything up to that, and then there's also the anything up to $5,000. You can only apply for one. You can't apply in both categories, and you can only apply once a year. So that's the stipulations of it. Other than that, it's got to be things that are tangible to be kept and used by the club for equipment purchases, uniforms, all those things that can benefit that organisation in the community.
So the solution is to at least get your application in. I mean, that's obviously a no-brainer. And as I understand it, probably one of the best ways to find out information and go through that process is to come in and visit the banks, either in Port or in Mossman. Would that be correct?
Yeah, absolutely. And you don't need to just come in and talk to me, even though I'm really chatty. You can talk to any of the staff in Port Douglas or Mossman. We're happy to have a chat or help you apply. We can collate the application form for you and get all your paperwork together. So it's a nice, easy process. But I would encourage all the community groups to apply.
Give it a go. And sometimes, I know we've certainly getting funds, maybe you might not get it this year, but come next year, your name will pop up again, and
absolutely,
it might just sort of strengthen your chance. So
absolutely,
just keep chipping away, I guess. We might put in a grant to get some oil for that squeaky chair there you've got.
It's not me.
And they're also good for matching funds. I mean, you've got different grant type organisers. I know Douglas Shire Council's about to open up their grant funding, and some of their grant fundings are matching. So you've got to have $5,000 and they'll match it with $5,000. And that's where grants like this come in. You can apply for us to get the matching amount, so you can say that you've got the funds as well, and you get a $10,000 purchase for something, equipment that you need.
It all sounds, as I say, like a no-brainer. Michael, well done. Again, we know you're involved in lots of things. Well done for being involved in this. Well done to Bendigo, yourself and the rest of the team, for being involved. And pop in and see you guys, Port Village Shopping Centre, Front Street, Mossman. You do a fabulous job, actually. Well done.
Thank you.
And
thank
I know
you,
you tune into Fab too, don't
you? Every day. We listen to it in the branch. We sing along. Toe tappers everywhere.
Oh, fabulous stuff. Guys, get
they
carry
can
on,
also
Michael.
Get further information. We are on Facebook, and we do have a website as well. The CCFNQ, or Connected Communities Far North Queensland, is the Facebook page, and the website cc-fnq.com.au, and they can get further information.
Okay, plenty of info there. Funds to be had, $2,500 or $5,000, depending what suits you. 30th of October, that would be correct, is your deadline. So you need to be thinking about that and getting on with it pretty soon. Michael and Angela, thanks for your time. Well done. Good stuff.
Thank you.
Okie doke, there you go. Heard about the squeaky wheel, but we've got the squeaky chair here. It's fabulous stuff. And we love to put a smile on people's faces, as you know, in the afternoons. And we certainly have done with young Angela today. Good stuff.